This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents Own It, The Secret to Life. Written and performed by Diane von Furstenberg. Featuring a special audio-only introduction.
When people ask me, what did you want to be when you were growing up? I always say a woman in charge. Later, people say, who is your audience? Who is the woman you talk to, you dress? And I always say the woman in charge. So in charge has always been the umbrella of everything I do and I want to be. So I originally thought I was going to do a book called In Charge. But I realized that to be in charge is owning it. And I thought that writing a book in charge may seem aggressive when actually owning it is not aggressive. And therefore, I decided to call it Own It. And at first, it was going to be a regular little book, you know, of advices and thing, but it was going to be a prose. And as I started to write it, I found it condescending and I found it boring myself. And then I had the idea of doing it like a dictionary. And because I love words and because words are so important, I made a list of words, you know, important words, words I care about, some words I don't like. And I did it like a dictionary, and every definition of a word went back to owning it, the secret to life. Oh, I love listening to books. I am completely addicted to Audible. I mean, it had to be an audiobook because, you know, you could pick it up in your car, go back to it, and it just makes you think, and then you could stop it and reflect on it. I don't know. I can't wait to hear it myself. So I think it's important to listen to the introduction and then continue to listen. Obviously, you could stop anytime and pick it up anytime. But I think the wonderful thing about this audiobook is that you could use it with your children. I mean, children love it. Gen Z love it. So if you are in the car with your children, and it seems so far away where you're going, this is a fantastic thing to share with your children. And then you could stop it, and you could talk about it and debate, and it makes everybody think, and it makes everybody reflect, and it makes everybody realize that the most important relationship in life is the one we have with ourselves, no matter how old we are. The strength is inside ourselves. Preface. Words have power. We must use them carefully. They create energy, define us, impact our lives, and the paths we take. My mother was strict about using the right words, and she loved to use and create aphorisms. A habit I inherited. When I was first approached by my editor to do a book on these fragments of truth, I immediately accepted. Sharing my experiences, knowledge, and wisdom is my favorite thing to do. At my age, it is loud and hopefully inspiring. To achieve this task, I picked words that speak to me most and reflected on their meanings. To put order into my thought process, I decided to organize them as a little dictionary. It was going to be a fun and light exercise on the verge of being frivolous. But as I was in the midst of writing, the COVID-19 pandemic happened, and with it, home confinement and a new reality. All of a sudden, every word, every sentence took on a whole other dimension, and everything became deeper, more meaningful. Like everyone else, confinement forced me to pause and made me reevaluate who I was and what mattered most. Whether personally or in my business, I had to confront what was not right anymore and accept what had to change. I had to face all the difficulties I was encountering and own them. To own it is to accept the truth and deal with it, however unpleasant it may be. It is about being in charge. It is the secret to life. To be in charge is not an aggressive statement. It is first and foremost a commitment to ourselves. It is accepting and standing for who we are. We own our imperfection, they become our assets. We own our vulnerability, it becomes our strength. To be in charge is the core of our power. It is the shelter we carry, the home inside ourselves. Once we achieve that, we are able to connect, expand, inspire, and advocate. A. Aware, alive, awake. All three words embody own it. Awareness. Awareness is full presence and consciousness. It is knowing who we are, where we are, and noticing everything around us. It is seeing, hearing, feeling. Awareness is assessing the gratitude of being alive. It is making an accurate, honest assessment of where we are in our journey. As a young girl, I wanted to show that I was strong, so I did not smile much and acted tough. Later, I discovered that showing my vulnerability does not reveal weakness, and that a joyous laugh and a smile can show strength too. As I became more aware, I felt more comfortable sharing who I was. Alone. Being alone is not being lonely. It's being whole. It is where we find our strength and our full potential. Being alone is the best way to reboot. Authenticity. Nothing is more attractive and powerful than authenticity. It is the essence of who we really are and so much better than any imitation. Allure. Allure is the mysterious aura that happens when our external image matches our inner being. To have allure comes naturally with self-awareness, acceptance, and the independent spirit of owning it. Age. Age is the map of life, made of memories, stored images, emotions, and experiences. Aging needs to be celebrated every moment, every day, every year. Age is the proof of having lived. Living and loving our age is owning it. Abundance. Although abundance is rewarding, it can be overwhelming and become greed if not combined with generosity and gratitude. Knowing how to share makes all the difference. Autumn. Autumn is the glory that comes after a full, juicy summer with its magnificent shades of reds, vermilions, and yellows. It shows off the richness of the leaves, yet, when we go close, we find the fragility of their dryness. It is like discovering the early wrinkles on a face, the reflections of a life lived. We must embrace them. Attention. Once we pay attention to details and to others, our lives become richer. It's like adding colors to a drawing, turning it into a painting, or walking into a forest. Some people will see trees, others, a universe. Adventure. Adventure is the discovery of the unknown. It is expanding our journey of learning and going beyond what is familiar. Advocacy. Fight for the good and the bad will disappear. Standing up against violence, abuse, and inequality, we must look for the light and build around it. Finding empathy inside us will help shift humanity. Advocacy is using our voice. It is our duty and a privilege to do so. Aroma. Aroma is a pleasure of the senses. The smell in the air, the perfume of the flower, the spice in the sauce. A touch of it makes all the difference. Assumer. Assumer is the French word for owning it. Attitude. Attitude is everything. It is waving the flag of owning it. Affirmation. Affirmation is the go button for do it. Focus on the intention, mean it, and go. Anger. Anger is the toxic demonstration of disagreement and suffering. It should be acknowledged and then released as a motivation to improve the situation. Addiction. When pleasure becomes prison, it is addiction. Appreciate. To appreciate is to savor the moment. Be. Blue. Blue is nirvana, the color of meditation. It is also the color of the throat chakra, the color of our voice and self-expression. My happiest moment is swimming far at sea into the horizon, getting lost in the blues, a tiny dot between the water and the sky. Bliss. Bliss is a complete state of happiness. Beauty. Nothing has been more sought after or inspired people more than beauty, and no one has described beauty better than English poet John Keats, who wrote, "A thing of beauty is a joy forever," and "Beauty is truth, truth beauty." Beauty is what beauty does, and beauty is perfect in its imperfections. Black and white. I consider black and white together an essential color, as it makes every other color reveal its full potential. Beginning. My adult life began with a bang. At 22, I got pregnant, married, moved to America, and started my company. It was a drastic beginning of life. The truth is, we celebrate a beginning every day as we put our feet on the ground. Birth. Birth is the miracle of life. It is officially becoming a separate being, leaving the mother having an independent identity. A beginning is also a reset. Each time we reset our journey, our priorities, our goals, it is a birth. Being. Being is existing, acknowledging ourselves as part of the universe. By accepting who we are, we own it. Belonging. Belonging can be a life search. When we own who we are and belong to ourselves, we get stronger, and the needy urge to belong elsewhere disappears. We can then also belong to others without getting lost. Bed. My mother used to bless her bed every night, thankful for the sheets, the blanket, the pillow, and the warmth she had craved during her 13 months of captivity during World War II, where all she had to sleep on was a wooden plank shared with rats. She gave me a sense of respect for the bed. The bed is our most important ritual. It is where we are conceived, born, loved, lie sick, and die. The bed is where we spend half our time. where we rest, dream, and refresh. Bath. The bath is a ritual in almost all religions, as water is a symbol of purification and hygiene. It is the ceremony of cleansing and renewal. Paying attention to that daily task adds a ceremonial awareness and appreciation. Blood. Blood is the intimidating red liquid that circulates inside our veins and arteries. It carries oxygen and nutrients to protect us against infection. Blood is a symbol for life. It is our fuel. Birthday. A birthday is a time to celebrate and a perfect moment to assess, plan, and visualize who we want to be for the new year. Body. Our body is our physical self. We count on it and take it for granted. But it requires and deserves our love and care. We must learn how it works, appreciate its functions, respect it, and cherish it. Our body is also a language. The more at ease we are in it, the more attractive we look to others. Blame. Blame is a word to ban from our vocabulary. When we blame, we give up our power. Blaming is the opposite of owning it. C. Character. Character is the one and only thing we have total control of. We can lose our health, our wealth, our beauty, our family, our freedom, but we never lose our character, even under torture. Our character is our strength, our spinal cord, the house inside ourselves. It's all we can truly count on. Clarity. Imagine a day with no visibility. Then suddenly the fog lifts and it's totally clear. Clarity is seeing everything with focus and precision. Without it, confusion reigns. It is a pursuit, a practice, and a most wonderful achievement when we find it. Connect. To connect is to use our magic wand to create the human chain of love. It is paying attention to others, understanding their needs, and knowing that a few words or a simple introduction can change their lives. Every morning, I make sure I allocate quality time to writing at least 2 emails that don't benefit me and spark a connection for someone else. It's a simple, easy habit and a use of our magic wand. Compassion. I only learned about the meaning of the word compassion after I was diagnosed with cancer at age 47. Until then, life had been a marathon. I remember the waiting rooms, the fearful eyes. I understood the suffering of others while refusing mine, reaching for my own strength, owning it. My treatment was 8 weeks of daily radiation. Although the treatment itself only took a few minutes, there was always a long wait. The wait became an opportunity for a routine, to find a book to read only there, something that held me together. I picked the story of a grandmother, mother, and daughter, 3 generations of strong Chinese women who suffered and survived extraordinarily difficult conditions, from bonded feet to cultural revolution. I finished reading the book exactly as I completed my treatment. By that time, I understood compassion. Compassion is an emotion, but also a muscle that gets trained and developed. It is a practice that adds a fuller dimension to identify with others and their sufferings, as well as our own. Ceremony. The ceremony of life is the sacred way to give intention and meaning to the most mundane and simple daily tasks, and turn them into full manifestations. Community. Community is a group of people linked by common values and needs to build a support system. We find our community by being authentic, intimate, and sharing vulnerability. When we build a community, we create power. Communication. Communication must be treated seriously and with thoughtfulness, as it is the key to truth. It will help avoid misunderstanding and unhappiness. Creativity. Creativity is the mysterious and magical manifestation of imagination and inventiveness. Even when it may appear frivolous, creativity leads to daring and to valuable experiment. Never a waste. Coherence. I have great respect for coherence. Coherence is taking inventory of what we are and what we believe, making sure that all is aligned, fits together, and makes sense. It is reflected by how we run our lives, how we communicate with others, how we dress, what we read, and what we eat. The more coherent, the happier we are, leaving room, of course, for a twist of contradiction and eccentricity that reveals our true personality. Courage. Courage is using our character for strength and the willingness to face danger, challenges, and emotions. We practice courage by managing fear and obstacles. Own it. Commitment. A commitment is a pledge, a decision to do something and stick to it, even if we don't like it in the moment. It is the action of owning it. Currency. Currency is a way to measure and exchange our values. We should reflect on our human currency and use it more. Complain. Complaining is a useless form of expression. It should be used as little as possible, as it is draining and attracts negativity. Compass. A compass is a practical utensil that tells us exactly where we are. Our internal compass forces us to be honest with ourselves, a reminder of how not to get lost. Confidence. Confidence is contagious, both inside and out. It makes us beautiful. It is the form of expression that shows we fully accept who we are. It is owning it. Cloud. How can something that is nothing but condensed moisture be so beautiful? I love clouds. Love to watch them and read their shapes to predict things about my day. Cool. It is not cool to want to be cool. Being cool is owning who we are. Children. I have 7 children, counting my 5 grandchildren. As all mothers do, I want more for them than I want for myself. I love them unconditionally and respect them, but also admire them, watching them go into life, owning who they are. As a young mother, I was worried to be too strong and have an overpowering voice, so I made sure to give them plenty of space to express theirs. I certainly succeeded in that, as I am now often lovingly belittled by them. However, my dream of them becoming who they want to be is fulfilled. D. Dignity. Dignity is the gracious way we wear our character and values. True style. Death. The moment of our death is a unique experience that should be lived and embraced, not feared or ignored. Knowing that death is inevitable forces us to think about it, live with it, and own it. I used to think that to die sleeping was the best death, but I'm not so sure anymore. My friend Lilou was Coco Chanel's last assistant. One night, Mademoiselle Chanel called her and asked her to come. "I'm feeling strange," she said. "I think this is how death feels." When Lilou arrived a half hour later, she found her boss dying sitting in her favorite chair. I love the image of strong Coco Chanel welcoming her last passage, determined to go as elegantly as she had always lived. Daily practices. As we open our eyes in the morning, we must practice being grateful. Then we put our feet on the ground, optimistic, smiling at ourselves in the mirror, and welcome the day with all its challenges and opportunities. Destiny. Beware of our thoughts as they become words. Beware of our words as they become actions. Beware of our actions as they become habits. Beware of our habits as they become character. Beware of our character as it becomes destiny. Author unknown. Destiny is not fully in our hands, but along the journey of our lives, we get signals, opportunities, and events that allow us to make decisions to help design the path of our lives. We must ride it with confidence and make the best of it. Dawn. Dawn is the magical moment when light pushes the darkness away. Diary. I have kept a diary all my life. It has been my best friend, my refuge, my confidant. It is where I share my anxieties, my doubts, my dreams. It's where I express my gratitudes and my prayers. I seldom reread my diary, but when I do, I seem to always be at a turning point, as if all I ever did in my life was turn. Dynasty. A few years ago, I visited a refugee camp in Thessaloniki, Greece. First, I went to the women compound and chatted with them. The conversation was the same as I'd always had with women. We spoke about war, family, strength, and survival. Later, I was driven to the Unaccompanied Children's Center. I was stunned. Those were not children. They were young men, teenagers, who had survived crossing the mountains of Syria, Iraq, and Iran. We all sat under a big tree. I did not know what to say. I felt helpless. So stupidly, I told them they were handsome. "It may seem like that from the outside," one of the boys answered, "but inside we are sad." "Sad?" I said. "You are heroes. Think of how much you have already overcome. I am sure you will have a successful life." As we were leaving an hour later and about to get back on the bus, one of the young men followed me and said, "I will remember this tree." So will I. That is when I understood that when we feel helpless in front of collective injustice and abuse, even if all we can do is help one life and one life only, it is well worth it. That one surviving refugee will start his own dynasty. All the hope for the world is carried in that future. Discovery. Discovery is the best and most magical way to learn. Dialogue. A true dialogue is knowing how to give equal time and importance to who is speaking and who is listening. Diet. A healthy diet will make us look better, live longer, and feel stronger. Paying attention to what we put inside ourselves is a sign of self-respect and owning it. Discipline. Discipline becomes character. It is the mental and physical practice of respecting what we must do even when we don't want to. Doors. When we begin our adult lives, we're not sure what direction to take. Of all of the doors ahead of us, which one to open? My door certainly was not a glamorous one. It was a gritty print factory near Como, Italy. There I learned all the tools of the trade that were to become my profession, designing. It was my lucky door. Darkness. When I was a little girl, to teach me to conquer my fear of the dark, my mother locked me in a closet. It may appear cruel, but it worked. After a few minutes, I realized the dark never stays that dark. There's always a tiny bit of light. Chasing the fear and always looking for light is what it taught me, a lesson I never forgot. Daughter. To be a daughter and to have a daughter are very much the same thing. It's about needing love, giving it, sometimes resisting it, all unconditionally. Data. Data is the currency of the future. It creates the patterns that determine all decisions. But whatever happened to exceptions? Dress. I created a little dress, a wrap dress to be precise. Because it was a pretty, practical, sexy little dress, it became very popular and gave confidence to millions of women. I knew I made the dress, but truly, the dress made me. It gave me freedom, independence, identity, and confidence. Denial. Denial is the opposite of owning it. It is the essence of being delusional and the recipe for insecurity and failure. Dare. Dare is one of my favorite words. It can be danger and risk, but it is also a sign of freedom and courage. It is a must-have in every toolbox to be used in moderation. Doubt. When I doubt myself, I think of Honoré de Balzac, who said, "When you doubt your power, you give power to your doubt." Dream. The dreams we have in our sleep are in the hands of our subconscious. The dreams we have when awake are visions that we can make happen. E. Energy. Strength, force, power. Energy is a matter of both concentration and letting go. Energy is love, prayer, concentration. When I wake up deflated and in doubt, I put my feet on the ground, welcome the day by feeling gratitude, and slowly feel the energy flowing in. Empathy. Empathy is the ability to feel, share, and understand other people's sufferings and emotions. It is a practice, a habit, and a way of being. Empathy is the highest of human values because it nurtures compassion and kindness. If we all practiced empathy a little bit every day, we would shift the planet into human kindness. Enlightenment. Enlightenment is the action of bringing light, individualism, freedom, and openness. It is the path to truth. Esteem. Esteem is the respect and favorable appreciation that we have for someone. Self-esteem is when we apply it to ourselves. Having low self-esteem is the opposite of being in charge and of owning it. None of us deserve it. Expand. Expand is to stretch beyond. The best way to expand our horizon is by discovering places or spending quality time with someone we normally would not connect with. Magic happens on both sides. Evolution. Nothing in nature is still. There's always consistent change, development, and growth. Being part of nature, we too evolve. It is important not to resist the flow. Essence. Essence is the extract of who we are, the undeniable core of someone or something. Existence. Existence is the reality of being and the legitimacy of what we do. Ego. Ego is a positive outlook on oneself that can easily become an unbearable flaw when abused. Envy. Envy is a most toxic feeling that needs to be abolished. It only attracts negativity and is almost never justified. It is one of the seven deadly sins for good reason. I have never dared to envy anyone because, being superstitious, I've always been afraid that there would be something hidden that I would not want. Enemy. By declaring someone an enemy, we give them power. The best way to neutralize them is to ignore them or seduce them. X. I believe in cherishing our exes. I find the souvenirs and intimacy we shared reassuring. Effortless. Effortless is what owning it looks like, even though it is hard work. F. Freedom. Freedom is being able to be, to feel, and to speak without restriction. It is also being able to pay the bills. As exhilarating as freedom is, it is imperative to remember that our freedom stops when it infringes on someone else's. I feel the freest when no one knows where I am. I call these special moments stolen moments. Fame. The best thing about fame is that it gives us a voice to amplify. It is being recognized, respected, and acclaimed. My favorite fame story happened in Kathmandu, Nepal. I was being hosted by my Nepalese fellow designer, Prabal Gurung. We were in the middle of a holy week, and the monks had been chanting for days. We went to the sacred Sito Gumba, also known as the White Monastery, and as very privileged guests, we sat by the shrine close to the spiritual leader, or Rinpoche, which translates as Precious One. I felt humbled to be there and totally excited when I was invited to meet this holy man. After the first introduction, he turned to me and asked, "Do you know Cher?" I was taken by surprise, but proud to tell him that, yes, I do know Cher. I will never forget this story, as it will be forever the most unexpected anecdote about the power and the silliness of fame. Fake. Being fake is like having an imposter living inside ourselves, bringing only insecurity, unhappiness, and endless misunderstandings. Female. I have always been proud to be female. We are the ones who produce the eggs, give life, and nurture. Women are very strong, although we often forget it or pretend we are not. Family. We cannot choose our parents. We probably like where we land, but if we don't, we simply have to make the best of it. Later, however, we make our chosen family of friends, partners, spouses, and children. The family we are born into and the family we make are both reflections of who we are. It is our tribe, our shelter, and our strength. Fire. Fire is an essential element and powerful force, a symbol of undeniable strength, power, and destruction. Distance is to love what wind is to fire. It extinguishes the small flames and amplifies the big ones. Fashion. Fashion is the image of the time, the zeitgeist. It displays the taste of the moment, the lifestyle, the clothes, the shoes, the hair, the makeup, the cars, the architecture, the food, the manners, the habits. My role in fashion has always been about the woman and the woman first. How to make her feel good and in charge, helping her to be the woman she wants to be. It's about how she feels using the tricks of dressmaking, the colors, the fluidity of the fabric, the prints. All of it creates the secret body language of confidence. Forgive. When we forgive, we free ourselves. Resentment and anger are forms of attachment. To forgive is not to forget, but it is the ultimate sign of letting go. Feeling. Feeling is the mother of all emotions, a manifestation of how we react. It affects our behavior and health. Feet. I love my legs, but I count on my feet. Feet are our anchor, our connection to the earth. Fortune. Fortune is a good omen, luck and positive energy. Fear. Fear is not an option. When we push fear aside, the situation remains the same, but it becomes more manageable. Future. The future that follows the present is a path not yet taken. We cannot own the future, but we can visualize it and try to make it happen. Friends. Friends are the most valuable and enriching relationships we have. Friends are the family we choose to share with and care for. Logical family versus biological family. Of course, our most reliable friend is ourselves. Fragility. Accepting our fragility makes us strong. G. Green. Green is the color of nature, the color of life, a symbol of growth. Gratitude. Saying thank you as we open our eyes gives us a better day. Nourishing gratitude inside ourselves, even in the most challenging moments, is a source of strength. Generosity. Generosity is the best investment. Sharing is a privilege that makes us richer. God. God is everything and everywhere. Good. Good is God with two O's. We can never be too good, and good is never bad. Garden. A garden is a curated piece of land to grow flowers, herbs, or vegetables. To cultivate our inner garden is knowing how to improve ourselves and to design our lives. Glamour. Glamour is shine, polish, mystery. It adds a fascinating appeal and magical touch to individuals or situations. It is a word I use all the time. All I ever wanted was to be glamorous. It started at the age of 13 by never being seen outside without wearing sunglasses. Later, it was wearing the highest heels with fishnet stockings at all times, including in airports, or the slickest bias cut movie star slips, and the easiest silk jersey dresses that make no noise when you undress, although the bangle bracelet does? Is it an accident that the word glamour has amour in it? Greed. Greed is the exaggerated desire for food, wealth, and power. A sin, for sure. Geo. Geography, geology, geometry. I love all sciences related to Earth, the Earth we take for granted and must protect. I always wanted to go into space to be able to see the planet Earth as a little ball. Feeling tiny puts everything in perspective. Gift. It is no coincidence that the gift of life comes from an act of love, nor that the gift is also called the present. H. Happiness. Happiness is to life what weather is to nature, never still. It constantly evolves and can change at any moment. So the more we are grateful, the more we go with the flow and enjoy the present, the happier we are. Harmony. Harmony is a combination of separate parts that together create balance, symmetry, and beauty. An indispensable pursuit, it can be applied to anything. Heart. The heart is a muscle, and its beat is the first and most consistent sign of life. Life is love, and love is life. Don't we make life by making love? Healing. Healing is the process of restoring health. Accepting the wound, visualizing the illness, and owning it helps the healing. Health. Health is freedom. It cannot be taken for granted and needs attention, care, and love. Home. Home is the shelter we create for ourselves and our loved ones, and it reflects who we are. Our true home is the relationship we have with ourselves. Once we have that, it creates a refuge inside us that is the core of our strength. Humility. Humility is not about being small. By dismissing arrogance and embracing compassion, humility becomes strength and power. History. History is the most interesting subject to learn. The minute something is no longer in the present, it becomes history. By living fully every moment of our lives, by focusing and applying our intention, we make our own history and become both the student and legend of our lives. Habits. Habits can be good or bad. They reveal our character and determine our destiny. Horizon. The horizon is the imaginary line that links the earth or the sea with the sky. It is a place for wishes and dreams to land. Hair. Hair is our most valued head decoration, for which we spend extraordinary amount of time and money. As a young girl in Belgium, I hated my dark curly hair. All the other girls had long, blonde, straight hair, and mine was unmanageable, especially with the constant Brussels rain. I spent long hours ironing it and avoiding humidity. At 28, at the peak of success, I had my picture taken by my friend Ara Galland, a photographer and previously a hairdresser, for the cover of Interview. My hair was long and straight, and I felt beautiful. After we finished, he took a water sprayer and started wetting my hair. "What are you doing?" I screamed. I was horrified. Ara was smiling, reassuring me that we already had the cover, but insisting he wanted to try something else. I surrendered and posed for another 20 minutes while my wet hair was drying, naturally revealing its curls. A few days later, he proudly proposed to the magazine two cover trials, one with straight hair and another one much wilder with my wet, curly hair. The wild one won with enthusiasm, and since that day, I have worn my hair the way nature intended. I realized curly hair was who I was. Whether I liked it or not, I had to own it. Like a rite of passage, this acceptance of myself changed my life. Humanity. Humanity describes the human race, but also kindness and the ability to love and to have compassion. It is important to remember that being human is what links us all together, and empathy will save us. Making room for other people's vulnerability as well as our own will make a better society, just as humanity's respect for nature will make a safer planet. To think about humanity on a daily basis and contribute to its health should become a dedicated practice, a natural ritual. I. In charge. To be in charge is first and foremost a commitment to ourselves. It is accepting who we are and owning it. We own our imperfections, they become our assets. We own our vulnerability, it becomes our strength. To be in charge is about the relationship with ourselves. It is about our character. It is the shelter, the home inside ourselves. It is the core of our strength. Once in charge, we are better able to connect, expand, inspire, and advocate. Inspiration. Inspiration is the invisible energy and enthusiasm that awakens